es Andrés.
Huichela Sencillas. And today we are accompanied by Ilko from Profi. Heather, what channels can they follow?
Hey guys, today we are coming to you live and we are streaming on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, you can catch us later on all your favorite channels. Make sure you like and subscribe. And Andres, you want to get into who our special guest is today?
Yeah, absolutely. We have Ilko from Profi with a background in the hospitality and a passion for crypto and blockchain. Ilko is transforming the real estate through smart contracts, AI automation, title and escrow, and crypto-based purchases with tokenized property ownership. I'm excited to dive in. Ilko, thank you for joining us here today.
Hey, Heather. It's a lot that you're saying, and it is exciting where the industry is going.
So much have changed over the past few years with all these technologies accessible nowadays, huh?
Well, what we've seen actually, like a lot has changed of it when people, you know, had to find different to do their job and how to, you know, have fun, how to buy their homes. So, yes, it was driving a lot of change, but it was imminent. So we are here to really fast forward this and really make real estate industry, you know, really not, but the present, because we have a feeling that we're lagging behind. What do you guys think?
Absolutely. I think it's just right there, right around the corner. It's just a matter of getting over that hump and boom, implementing all of these tools that are available today. Before we dive in into main topic here today with Profi and what you guys are doing, can you take us back a little bit? What is in your background? What path led you to the world of real estate and the technology we're in today?
You know, I'm into real estate through the technology. At Profi, we've been trying to bridge the between blockchain and for the last 9 years. So it was more like my passion for technology. Frankly, not even crypto before I had to deal with what I do right now, but we rarely know where, you know, the path to be on, but one that we know it's the right one. So this is how I felt. I used to spend long years into the home, and now it's like a complete change over to real estate, AI, and it's a journey.
Absolutely. And could you describe a little bit about your role and just as a leader in this space, what is your goal? What are you guys trying to evolve it to?
All right. Well, as far as like space, we are, what we do is traditional titling, and we are throwing in the mix not so traditional services and features available for that agent. Where we feel like we need to industry to is to leverage technology, because it is available. Real estate and especially title industry is really outdated. I mean, think about like all the, you know, recordings and how it takes 30 to 40 days just to close a deal. We feel like with, you know, current technology available, that shouldn't be the way. So we are really like trying to bring AI, blockchain, and smart contract. Tremendous experience for the sellers and buyers, like just buying a home. Imagine if you are a buyer with a few clicks, own your property. transport you within 30 minutes. Isn't that how it's supposed to be?
I think that would be nice. That seems like something way in the future, just being an agent, knowing the process of how tedious and strenuous and emotional and frustrating it can be sometimes. What have you found were some of the biggest pain points agents were coming to you guys with? And what were your, other than obviously what you just said, solutions that you guys were using to try to solve this with AI?
Like, think about you have to spend going back and forth, like trying to play phone tag or the mortgage officer or the HOA. And this is like not only minutes, but hours in a day that really your seller or your buyer, your client, appreciation of that, they don't have any need for you spending 2 hours just trying to get a hold of of the other agent just to coordinate whether it has been signed or not. So it is about solving these, the most mundane and repetitive that waste most of the time in any given transaction. Like any good technology supposed to save time, any technical knowledge, kind of ATM machine. Like you don't need to know how banks communicate with each other, what kind of code language they use, what security protocols they follow. And all you want is just to put your card in and get your cash out, right?
I've never even thought about the banks talking to each other and all. It never occurred to me. All of, like you said, to just put my card in and get money out, and how the bank handle it, that's their business, not mine.
All you need to do is
exactly. But now that you open up escrow, now you need to know how long does it take for a wire to come. Like maybe you need to know what are these times for the, you know, your buyer's deposit. You need to be hands-on with details that to be concerning you as a realtor, and it doesn't have to slow down the whole transaction.
Along those lines, you know, one of the biggest fears that I hear as a real estate agent myself is wire fraud. People don't want to, scared to put a large amount of money in places they don't trust, right? Why is the old system so vulnerable, and how big of a problem is this in the industry?
Oh, I am, frankly, I'm surprised it's not even a bigger problem than it already is. And it's a huge, I mean, there's like millions of dollars every year are lost. And it is a devastating event, not just for the buyers, sellers, but real estate agents involved as well. Like you lose your credibility in front of your clients when something like this happens. Although barely can control all this flow. But really the weakest link here is the human and errors. As a, you know, part of a title company, I talk to buyers and sellers every day. You have no idea how easily people are ready data without even giving a second thought. No matter like how big, you know, red letters you put on the bottom of each email, like do not share, do not email, do not wire any payment or funds before you do this or that. Buyers, they're like really excited when they get to this stage where they are ready for, they don't think about it twice. So, and especially now with AI technology, it's like so easy to manipulate what you see in front of that you get asked to. You need to think about like how you should use technology to really keep you and your client safe from actual what's available through that the same technology right now. So yes, wire fraud is a huge, huge problem. Title fraud, Absolutely. And you, the only way to stay on top of that and stay protected is actually to use the technology to protect from the cases that can be used in the opposite way.
How do Propy answer some of these questions and solve some of these problems and concerns for buyers and sellers when it comes to wire fraud?
Oh, absolutely. A secure payment systems that actually goes through identification and identity checks for buyers and sellers, and actually all the system does that through AI on the background. So think about it, like Heather, I know you will appreciate that, but think about like you signing a contract and having a notification in less than 5 minutes that deposit has been initiated. And this is actually our record. It was like under 5 minutes through the Propy, because we streamlined the whole flow. And I'm not talking about crypto. I mean, maybe we can talk about crypto a little bit later, but this is very traditional buyers who take advantage of how technology is meant to work, to really streamline and make the whole process much more transparent, secure, and enjoyable.
Can you walk us through that? Because I'm just having a hard time imagining it just being kind of like that. Can you walk us through that process of how it's possible to have it be so instant like that?
Yes, absolutely. As soon as you have your contract signed, all you have to do is either email that to us, just the file. You don't have to spend 20 minutes drafting an awkward welcoming email to a title company explaining and describing who's who in a deal that's, hey, all the data is already on the contract. So AI scans through that file when you say that. It searches through our closing team's emails, make sure that nothing is overlooked, response in seconds, and you have your file open literally within seconds with, you know, running background checks on all the information that you've provided us with. And buyers, they're just invited to a secure platform where they can initiate a same day ACH online. Literally takes less than 5 minutes. And we had that. Our record is like back in April or May, that was literally 4 minutes by the time our escrow officers were going and verifying that the buyer had already gone through with the deposit payment.
Wow.
No email sent, no payment instructions by email accounts. And let me ask you something, Andres, like, do you know the reason for wire fraud is?
The number one reason? What is it?
Yeah. What do you think? I mean,
I was just going to say, email.
It's like so, so easy to.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And in every, there's like at least a dozen participants. And even if one of those emails is compromised, they have access to who's the buyer, who's the seller, who's the transaction coordinator company. When is the deposit due? And they can really easily looking and portraying to, but with the wrong bank account. So we eliminate all that. Your clients with a secure access to a platform that makes, you know, easy to, with a few clicks, go in, take a look, confirm, and move forward with the next step. There is a guidance of next and what has been completed. You don't need to wait over a weekend if on a Friday evening, so Monday morning for somebody to go into the off email.
So how would, let's say I have a buyer and we're going through this process with you, how would my buyer know where they're at and what step they're on, and is there a platform or an app, or how would they keep track of all of this?
Exactly. Nobody's excited about another platform, correct? Nobody wants to create like a logging and trying to figure out where to. Through AI, and this is something that I might be spilling the beans here because we still officially, but our AIA will give you a call or a text message, or you can call it. Any question related to the transaction, 24/7, in any language. And be like, hey, HOA dogs back. And you will get immediately. And in a natural language, you wouldn't even know you're talking. Yeah.
I think that's so important right there. The fact that you're able to obtain that information in your language. And the reason I say that is I just closed a title with a family from Middle Eastern. So having all that information and be able to communicate in their language is so important to have transparency in the whole process, right? And like you said, something that is available 24 hours. So if you have an investor buying a property from overseas, all that communication is happening at all times, correct?
Correct. It is. And not only that, but think about like how you know, how long does it take to get the funds from, you know, an overseas over to a couple of months ago, we had a traditional buyer from Paris. It took her some business days to get the funds over to our US escrow bank account. Lost the deal because the issue was like way past the due date for the deposit and for the final payment. And she was not a crypto person, but we helped her out. She converted the funds into stablecoin, so there's volatility. She sent them out as crypto. We had them received, converted in our US fiat in less than an hour. And it wasn't like the same as in fees. No more expensive than a traditional wire.
And that's really amazing. For our listeners who don't know the home buying process, there are several deadlines that you have to meet. And if you don't meet those deadlines, then you're in breach of the contract that you signed. And there could be consequences on either side. And working with investors, especially investors that are buying from other countries, a lot of times we have that problem, like you were talking about, where the money's there and it'll come, but it's not coming on the timetable that we need it to come. And there's little bits of holdup, like a 3-day delay here and there can mean the difference between closing and not closing. So it's nice that there's a solution to that now.
Absolutely.
One more thing in regarding this, for any agent that is listening that say, hey, I'm curious to more about Propi, what is the cost structure for using Propi title and escrow services on a standard transaction?
Just like any other title company, keep in mind that 90 to 95% of all the deals run through Propi title, just through refi, cash, mortgage deals. We wouldn't even have crypto or blockchain, you know, most of our deals. But when you do have buyer or a seller who's excited about this technology, that's real easy how you can really talk about that, you know, what they're interested in. You can show yourself not an experienced realtor, but also a tech-savvy local specialty. Talk about.
And for our
and it's a great way because there's like crypto buyers that help them out on how they can use their crypto assets in purchasing real estate.
And before we dive into where I know we're headed next, for our listeners, can you give us just a brief explanation on crypto and blockchain, just so everybody kind of has an idea moving forward of what we're talking about and how this can help them in the future with real estate transactions?
Absolutely. So opening up your listings to crypto buyers doesn't mean that you're the crypto. Now that you have a title company, accept the funds, accept the crypto, convert. By the time it hits the escrow account, it's already in your seller's concern. They just have a cash buyer on the, you know, on the other time you can open up that listing to a network of potential buyers, network crypto holders that really know how to approach this subject and be like, hey, I have crypto, can I use it for deposit payment? Like any 99.9% of realtors with that question, that conversation is over in about 5 to 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Our educational classes and webinars is that yes, they can talk about it. Yes, they can reach out to, they can promote their properties, their listings on the market, and really provide a better service.
Along those lines, I know
you're thinking, oh, what's the next? How does that happen? There's like a specific difference between crypto and blockchain that allows recording all the, let's say, crypto transactions. And it's decentralized, perfect match for property data. So we can record blockchain and it's an immutable record, meaning that nobody can hack into it, nobody can falsify that data. So it is, so every time we close a deal and we record with a county, we also create a secondary recording on the blockchain ledger that is actually, you know, a second insurance policy for buyers. They can, at any point, they can use that blockchain recording in court to prove their ownership. County houses, they down, not anymore, thankfully, but now they're very susceptible to hack attacks and data breach attacks. And they happen all the time. Like, if next time you sell, would you find like recorded under you in the blockchain and recording, you can actually fix it really easily.
That is awesome. I know part of the platforms is helping turn local agents into a more of a global player. Can you dive into detail about the marketplace and how that helps agents expand their reach to more buyers?
Well, that's where, you know, talking about digital nomad is something that, you know, do. And a lot of people actually living that lifestyle right now, they haven't even thought about it like 5 years ago. So being able to work from anywhere is kind of common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wife kept asking me.
And at the same time, yeah, like where would be a perfect location? What is your dream location? Podcast from?
Yeah.
Do you have one in mind?
So hopefully in the near future, we'll be doing it from Hawaii, right?
That would be nice. That would be nice. So if an agent has listings,
absolutely, and
they want to get them in front of crypto buyers, what would that involve? And would there be any extra fees, platform fees, anything like that, if they want to put their listings on your platform?
No, there's no extra fees. Actually, we do provide a lot of that are built into our escrow product. That is a marketing, a marketplace, offer management tool, title quotes, prospecting tool, farming tools. We have what we call PropyGift, Gift is where we enroll your buyers after the 12-month gift program, where they receive every month they receive a free gift card from a local business.
That's right.
And these gifts are coming from your name, the agent name, not the title company name. And the goal is to boost referral rates. So we believe that the company just sits around and waits for your business, and all you hope for whenever you need them and not screw up. So we help you build your business, grow brand, and prove as a trusted partner. So additional tools that you can get to promote your listing on the marketplace, and anything extra for that. We believe that neither the realtor or the clients need to pay extra for access to the technology.
That is really awesome, especially in our current market. Before, let's say, 2 years ago, it was a very seller heavy market. And if you had buyers, you couldn't ask for anything. You were just hoping and praying that you wrote 20 contracts and you would get one of those houses. And now things have shifted a little bit and houses are sitting on the market and listing agents are actually having to, I don't want to be like work, but they're having to actually market these houses. We're, seeing seller concessions getting accepted. So it's an interesting time to be a listing agent, having to put forth that work. And this is a great tool that you can use to get your listing in front of people, so it's not just sitting on the market and it doesn't expire.
Absolutely. And I remember it was back in 2021, where we would have 27, 37 offers within 3 days when the listing goes live. All this is handled through AI, and you have a dashboard with seller notified in real time. So you don't have, when a new offer comes in, rather than just click a button and make the offer or request highest and best. Not so much these days, but it is. So it's about really taking advantage of the generation of real estate agents. They're very hands-on with social media and marketing and just creating content and creating net. But it really comes as a struggle to those seasoned, really are great, well, to really push their brand and have a footprint with the digital with that as well.
Good question. When it comes to a consumer, as a buyer, I'm in the marketplace. Can you walk me through the steps of, as a buyer, obtaining or making an offer on a property I like? Do I need an agent? Do I need
traditional buyer, or if you're a crypto buyer?
Both. Can we walk me through as a traditional buyer and also as a crypto buyer? If I see a property there I like.
Well, just keep in mind. Yeah, absolutely. Keep in mind that our services, we pay agents. So we do not open our platform and we advertise to individual buyers. So agent directory where we match requests and leads local realtor. That is their criteria. We do have a crypto educational class. Most of the times we will have reaching out and asking if they can use their crypto. And of course, what I share with you, that experience of click close organization of real estate, where it's, I believe it's the ultimate buying experience. Just log into a platform, you get legal ownership within minutes. In order for the consumer to have a professional service, professional somewhere in the background doing all the. So, as far as the buyer is concerned, we recommend that you work with a real estate agent, and we our technology is really make this work for the realtor enjoyable. When was the last deal that you had was enjoyable?
And I'm not understanding. In trouble? What are you saying?
Can you say that the closing experience that was actually enjoyable? That feels like not much work. Have you had that?
No, I've had transactions that I would say were like enjoyable because I enjoyed the people and the satisfaction of finding them their home. But as far as like a stress-free, everything went smoothly, there were no complications. Yeah, no, I don't think I've ever experienced that as far as the paperwork and the technical side of things. So that would be interesting if there ever was to be a transaction like that where everything was just smooth sailing. And it, like you're saying, it does all start with having to chase down the earnest money deposit. You know, have you deposited the earnest money? Do we have proof of, you know, the deposit? Get that over to the closing attorney. And it's just everything is so particular, especially with your brokerages and staying in compliance. So no, I don't think I've ever had a transaction that was enjoyable paperwork.
And my point, like every transaction is very specific. Every you know, one attention, and that's why we're trying to probably like 50 to 70% of escrow officers' work and really pay attention to what they need to, you know, what's really different. Really need to weigh in and put their, you know, expert opinion and help the seller and the buyers and the realtors with that closing. So, but they want to free their time and, you know, assist them to be like as helpful as possible. So it can really be an enjoyable and straight closing. A lot of the times when I, you know, we have a deal open, we have a transaction open, and I call the agent on the other side, not who brought the deal to property, but you know, mostly the buyer side. Usually by the time I give him a call in about 20 to 30 minutes, I already have the deposit in. So this is it. And it's a great, that like, wow, great, awesome. I'll tell my seller. I had the notification that I already got the email that the deposit has been initiated, but hey, feel free to give them a call. So using technology to be more efficient and to provide experience for your clients.
Absolutely. I think the whole process is quite smooth, safe, and all the way across, and I, like you mentioned, being able to connect agents to other agents, that network, it pushes the agents to really understand the client at hand, right? And what their buying options are to present the different options that are available through the platforms when it comes to the property and be able to connect with buyers, whether it's using crypto, the blockchain for title. It really helps condense that whole process and streamline it quite a bit. So
now I do know this probably sounds scary to some people, especially if you're not familiar with any of these terms. What is one thing that you would say to a listing agent who is hesitant or skeptical to try and dive into something that they've never been into before? What would your words of encouragement to those agents be?
Everything's changing, and we have a great opportunity to learn so much more we used to before. So use any opportunity that will, you know, give you the benefit of being a better agent, a better advisor, being a better help. I mean, because I know you play a role, a lot of role, and you know, you need to be even psychologist sometimes for your clients, like be there and listen to their problems and spend time. Free your time as much as possible so that you enjoy what you do. And work and traditional communication is really like wasting majority when you're dealing with a closing. Any of this.
What is the first and easiest step for them to get started?
With Propy?
Yeah.
Well, I see that as her sign up link. This will actually, we program. It's like anybody who uses one of those links, they create a free Propy account. They can actually earn crypto. So give it a try.
And they can go in
open
there.
Open up
and
your account. And
once they sign up, they can go in there and play their current listings, right?
Yeah, feel free. Play with it. All the technology platform is developed in-house. So we do not share or we don't sell any data. It is our team that stands behind it, and we've been pushing really hard to build more and more on and really provide you with services and features that can with your everyday tasks. So feel free to explore. Don't be afraid of asking your seller, hey, what do you think? Like, that's how's been on the market for like 45 days already. Crypto communities. No need. Yeah, no need for you to accept crypto. Tell your seller that they don't have to worry about whether these are, you know, or trafficking money, because we as a regulated title and escrow agent, we need local and federal regulations. So we would do identity verification on the buyers. We will do anti-money laundering. We will make sure that there is no federal investigation associated with this account before we actually with the closing. So we protecting you and protecting your client. And really, it's a way to, it's another way to market yourself, your brand, your team, and your listings to a much wider pool of potential buyers.
It really is. And that's something that you can take on your listing presentations as well and say, this is what sets me apart from other agents. This is why you should hire me, because I not only expose your listing to the MLS, I also expose it over here as well, getting you extra eyes on your listing, and hopefully it can sell quicker. Where is this available? What states are you guys available in?
That's a great point. Licensed in a number of states: Florida, Colorado, Arizona, California. Probably by the end of this month, we'll be in Alabama as well. We do have a header, but open shop yet. So, hey, maybe any listeners and subscribers, maybe help with introducing us to attorney, you know, office that we can partner up and join.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
You guys looking to be in all 50 states at some point?
Absolutely. We are expanding. We are on our title companies nationwide. So the idea is a strategy for the title company owners. Although if they want to just buy a boat, but we ask most of them to stay on, keep their brand, keep their name, manage their book of business, manage their employees, and we also and smart contract automation to really help them grow their volume, be more efficient, and scale their business. So it's a great opportunity for anybody who's looking to implement cutting edge technology and really more business, provides unique services, because I would love to see more title crypto escrow, holding crypto escrow, talking about crypto back loans, talking about tokenization of real estate. And I'm sure that.
Yeah, I think that's a conversation we want to dive in on another episode, so where we can dive more into the tokenization and the crypto and how that translates into the space here in real estate for both buyers and sellers, real estate agents. I think it's definitely something that needs to be happening more and more often nowadays.
There is a, you know, proper understanding from consumers and this is where we.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, this was a great conversation, a great opportunity for not only agents, but buyers and sellers as well. Do you have, before we go, any last minute thoughts, tidbits, golden nuggets you want to throw out there for us?
Don't be to jump in a conversation that you're not comfortable. You know, it's new opportunities. Kind of like what it reminds me of, I'm looking at your red dress and red car theory. Have you?
I don't think so. No. Oh, wait. Red car theory, that it gets stolen the most.
Red car? No. So, Andres, if I'm to ask you or tell that, I'm gonna give you for every red car that you see on the streets today. Would you remember seeing?
Well, going back to the weekend, I would probably say, yeah. there's probably a number.
Not of that them. Many.
Yeah.
But if I tell you, like, today on your way to work, you know, how many do you pay attention to? Probably you've missed quite a few. Now I'm
more aware.
But if I tell you tomorrow every red car that you see, I bet you you'll be looking for each one around the corner. Really like having that basic knowledge to connect with crypto buyers. Feel comfortable. Keeping a conversation will open up a lot more opportunities. And any conversation that you might just win over a potential or a hope is really into technology. So it's about opportunities. It's on any of them.
That's a great nugget, because so many opportunities are just walking around us and we fail to get across them because we don't want to have that conversation. So.
Zone, you might surprise yourself.
Indeed.
Yeah, but that's harder to do than, you know, it's easy to say it, but fear definitely holds people back.
Well, it's within you. It's how you define it. So frankly, all you need to do is whenever you're in a conversation where crypto is brought up and you're talking to a person, just do three things. First is ask them what kind of crypto they have. Just gauge their response, whether they're confident. Send them through Propy KYC link to know your customer. It's an identification process. Funds as well, issue a proof of funds that you can use with any seller agent. And three, just do what you would use. Sign a very traditional US dollar amount, support you with your buyer's crypto funds so that you can have an exciting new opportunity.
So don't be afraid of the crypto. Talk to your people. Send them to Propy.
Absolutely.
Let's make it happen. Oh man, see, time flies when we're having fun, huh?
It is fun. Thank you for having me. And feel free, we'll be happy to, later this month, we will be announcing a major breakthrough in AI technology, title industry. I'll be happy to share more.
And guys, I have attached the website. You can scan the little QR code right here if you guys are interested in getting to know more about this crypto listings, anything and everything that we talked about today. Just scan the QR code, enter your information, create your free account, right? Free account they can create with that QR code?
Correct.
Awesome. Absolutely. As well as attached in the notes of the video, I'm going to have all the information that we can use to contact you if we have any questions. There's your email and your phone number. And if you have any other information you want me to add, just let me know and I can add that into the description as well. Anything else, Andres, before we wrap up?
Thank you, Ilko, for being here. All this information is great. I'm excited for what's ahead. Continue to bring more content and more agents involved. And again, I think we can definitely dive into another episode where we can go into the crypto buying, selling, tokenization. I think that's an area that is not talked about much. Like you said, the blockchain part of the business is very fascinating, and we should definitely see more and more companies and more exposure to this language, to these conversations, because it's right in front of us. We just got to use it. And nowadays, more and more people are going to the digital side. So stay on top of the game.
Thank you for having me here.
Thank you again for being here and sharing Propy with us. And again, guys, this is going to be it for us today. Don't forget to go to realtalkha.live and like, follow, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And we will see you guys on the next one.
See you.